Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted that you've tuned in with us. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about money, and we're going to work together to transmute the poverty consciousness that we may have inadvertently created in our past experiences on this planet. These thoughts and feelings of lack and limitation block our prosperity and prevent us from really being able to receive the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God. This information is an important reminder about money and our prosperity that is being given to us by the Company of Heaven to help humanity move through this cleansing process that we're going through in the economic system quickly with as little stress as possible. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which to magnetize the light from our Father, Mother, God that will help us transmute our poverty consciousness and move forward as we open up to the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding in all of our lives, day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of anxiety and fear and feeling overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that is pouring to us from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and we will understand that humanity is now experiencing the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I will be sharing with you on this program, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am Presence, your true God Self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you. And if you will listen carefully, ask that if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. Your I Am Presence will always guide you unerringly toward your highest potential. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light. And your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence and the unified efforts of the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply, and as you do, feel the light of God flooding through your heart flame and every fiber of your being. Then exhale deeply. Breathe in deeply, and exhale deeply. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love and gratitude that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love and gratitude is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love and gratitude flowing from heart flame to heart flame is forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of love spans the abyss from the very densest frequencies of our human miscreations, the things that are causing the pain and suffering on this planet, into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this earth and all her life are now ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, the governments of this planet, and all life evolving upon her into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. One of the things that the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth keep reiterating to us and allowing to project through our consciousness is the key to increasing our financial sustenance in this physical plane, really to expand our cash flow. At the present time, we've chosen to use money as a means of exchange on this planet. So in order for us to attain prosperity and for us to become financially free, we need to increase the flow of money into our lives. We can easily do this by applying what is known as the universal law of the circle, or the law of attraction. Remember, part of this universal law is that like attracts like. What we send out in the form of energy through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings goes out to the point of destination that we have sent it to, and then through the law of the circle, it returns to the source, the person that sent it forth. Money is energy, and in order for us to attract more money into our lives, we need to send out money through our energy. Needless to say, we're all sending out tons of money to pay for our bills and to sustain our bodily needs every single day. The problem is that we initially had a covenant with our Father, Mother, God, and in the beginning, our Father, Mother, God agreed to provide everything that we would need in the physical plane in order to sustain our physical bodies. They provided the sun that we need for warmth and energy, the air that we breathe, the water, materials for food and clothing and shelter, and our gift of life, the energy, the electronic light substance that activates our brain and beats our heart and flows through our body on our acupuncture meridians that sustains life in this physical plane. This is our gift of life from our Father, Mother, God. Now, there is always a balance to this law of the circle. So we have received our gift of life, and our covenant with God is that in appreciation for this gift of life to sustain our physical body, we would use this life, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, to add to the light of the world and to expand the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God in the physical plane. And what's happening now, after the fall, we lost awareness of this covenant, and we fell into the distorted consciousness of lack and limitation. Our fear-based human ego was developed from this panic and from this lack of awareness. We lost contact with our God self, And so we began using our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to energize thoughts and feelings of poverty, lack, and limitation. These thoughts reflected on the elemental kingdom and began creating different things that caused plagues and lack and limitation in the form of famines and floods and all of the things that have caused us to fear for our very survival. We devolved into a fear-based consciousness where we thought that we were limited in the resources on this planet. We forgot that the infinite flow of God's light is eternal, and that all we need is to magnetize the infinite flow of God's abundance in our lives to sustain what we need for our bodily needs. So what's happening now is that we are spending our energy, most of us struggling from morning till night, just to put food on the table and a roof over our heads and to pay for the things that our Father, Mother, God originally gave us for free. Needless to say that if we're spending our money just to pay for our bodily needs, we're not fulfilling our part of the covenant. The problem is, God has already provided these needs for us. So that money doesn't count as part of our gift of appreciation, in appreciation for our gift of life. So what is happening now, and what we need to really grasp, is that in order to increase our cash flow, we need to give money back to God, back to the universe, in appreciation for our gift of life. We need to give a portion of our money back to support things over and above what God has already given us for free, which is the things to sustain our physical body. So what this means is, and this is hard, I know, when we're dealing with lack and limitation and barely having enough to make ends meet, but what this means is that the spiritual key to increasing our cash flow is for us to give a portion of our money away to people who will use it to assist in co-creating the highest good for all concerned, heaven on earth. We can accomplish this through the process that is often known as tithing or seed money. And what this means is taking a portion of our money and giving it to people or institutions, organizations, charities, spiritual groups, religious groups, corporations, human or animal rights groups, environmental groups, human endeavors that are associated with science or medicine or research. We can give it to things that are working with alternative fuels and energy sources that will improve the environment, to the arts, education, sustainable development, global peace, justice, or to any person, place, condition, or thing that we know is working with reverence for all life and a genuine desire to co-create the wonders of the new earth, the perfection of heaven on earth. Now, the general consensus is, through all of the sacred doctrines and teachings of the past, is that if we give as little as 10% of our income back to God in appreciation for our gift of life, we will open up to the infinite flow of God's abundance. And we will begin receiving such an influx of money that we won't be able to handle it all. Now, I know that in many situations, people have experimented with tithing, and it didn't seem to work in their lives. But the reason is that our attitude and the consciousness with which we give this money away is the key to whether we are truly giving it away. It's a selfless gift of love that we are giving away in appreciation to God for our gift of life. So the attitude and consciousness with which we give our money away determines how successful it is. Our money must be freely given away with no strings attached. We are not to expect anything in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we give it to, other than that they will use it for the highest good and to add to the light of the world, selflessly, on behalf of all humanity. We cannot expect anything in return from the people or places we give it to, other than that they use this money for the highest good to improve the quality of life on this planet. But once we give our money away, it is also important for us to acknowledge and accept that in compliance with the universal law of the circle, this money is going to expand and return to us through the God supply of all good things, fulfilling the law of the circle and fulfilling our divine birthright of receiving God's abundance. Now, this money should have been doing this anyway. We should have been giving money away to add to the light of the world and opening to that flow of abundance. But because of our fears, we haven't been doing that. And the reason that tithing didn't work is because when we finally felt like maybe we should give money away, we were normally giving it to places like our churches or to charities where we would feel very guilty expecting anything in return from the universe. So we have blocked that flow. We don't expect the flow coming back from the church or from the charities that we've donated the money to, but what we need to do is absolutely expect that God and His infinite abundance is going to open the pathway and return our gift of life to us in ways that will add and expand our financial sustenance. The reason we need to consciously affirm the return of our money is because we have forgotten that money is a form of energy, which should have been going out and returning to us all along. We have just been blocking that natural process with our poverty consciousness. Through the distorted perception of our human ego, we have developed the expectation that money goes out and then we never have enough and it never comes back to us in the amount that we need. This is what true poverty consciousness is. But by affirming our divine birthright and decreeing to accept God's infinite flow of abundance, we begin reprogramming ourselves to expect prosperity. We can start by claiming a tenfold return of our gift, but in truth, there is no limit to the return that we can expect. When we state the following decree with deep feeling, we affirm our gift of love and our appreciation and claim God's flow of abundance on the return current. So what we need to do is give a portion of our money away with the full expectation and knowing that it is going to expand tenfold and return to us. When we are afraid to do that, it confirms to us how locked in we are into poverty consciousness. If you really knew that the universal laws of a God's abundance are accurate and scientific to the letter, and that for every, say, $100 that you gave away, you were going to receive $1,000 from the universe with the highest good of all concerned, you wouldn't hesitate one moment to give that money away. So what we have to do is reprogram ourselves, and through that affirmation and that knowing, we will open up to that flow. Now, I want to share with you that that's a scary thing to do when we are really short on money. And in the beginning, I did this myself. What we try to do is pay all of our bills, and then whatever we have left over, we try to experiment with this law of abundance. But what changed my life for me is when it clicked in my mind that what we are saying is we are giving a portion of our income back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. This is a bill that we need to pay, a commitment, a contract that we need to fulfill first and foremost before we pay any of our other bills. Because from the moment we awaken in the morning, we are utilizing this gift of life 24 hours a day. We are breathing the air. We are utilizing the sunlight. We are drawing forth our electronic light substance that beats our heart and activates our brain and flows through our body, allowing us to live, move, breathe, and have our being in the physical plane. We are drinking the water, and we are eating the food. We are utilizing the materials that have created our transportation and our housing and all of the things to sustain our physical bodies. We have already used our gift of life. Now we must give something back to God. When I began giving the 10% of my income first and claiming a tenfold return on the return current, I started realizing that everything I needed to pay my other bills was there. Whether it was that I needed to spend less on my gas than I usually do, or that things were on sale, or that for some reason my food bill was less that month, the universe began responding in ways that allowed me to give my tithe, my seed money, and still have enough to pay my bills. Now, I know that this takes a level of trust, but when we begin to take that risk and claim that tenfold return, reprogramming and knowing that this is our divine birthright, that this is our gift from our Father, Mother, God, that we have been rejecting and blocking, it opens the flow. So once we give away a portion of our money to whatever calls our heart that we want to give it to, now it needs to be with no strings attached, so we can't just give it to our family members so it's not very far away from us, or give it in some way that we can manipulate and control it. It needs to be freely given to something that calls our heart, that we think is adding to the light of the world and increasing the quality of life for humanity on this planet and for all life on this planet. Then we affirm, for instance, I am giving $100 back to God in love and appreciation for my gift of life. Whatever amount of money it is, you say, I am giving that amount of money, so we'll say $100, back to God in love and appreciation for my gift of life. Then it's very important that you expect and know that that money is expanding and returning to you tenfold. So you affirm immediately afterwards, I am gratefully receiving $1,000 from God's infinite flow of abundance on the return current. I'm going to repeat that again. I am giving $100 back to God in love and appreciation for my gift of life. And I am gratefully receiving $1,000 from God's infinite flow of abundance on the return current. Then go about your daily life expecting and knowing that this money is returning to you. Everything that saves you money, every bit of money that comes back into your life for any reason, accept that this is God's flow of abundance flowing back to you. So once we give our love and appreciation for our gift of life back to God in the energy of money, and claim God's tenfold return of abundance, it is important for us to consciously expect to receive an increase of our money. And we must not limit God by trying to figure out where the money will come from. God is infinitely creative. All we need to do is be open and receptive to every single avenue of the money returning to us, and pay attention to all of the money that's coming back into your life. Every time we receive unexpected money, or someone buys us something or pays for something that we thought we were going to have to pay for ourselves, we should accept that this is God's abundance flowing back into our lives. If things we need are on sale, or if our bills are less than we thought they were going to be, accept and know that this is your gift of money coming back into your life. If someone gives you an item that you thought you were going to have to purchase, or if you get a raise or a higher paying job, know that this is God's way of returning your abundance to you. If someone finally pays an old debt that maybe you thought was lost forever, or you receive a bigger income or rent refund than you were expecting from your income tax return, acknowledge that this is an avenue through which God is returning your money to you. Allow every open door to give the opportunity for this money to return to you. The more we adjust to the constant flow of giving and receiving our money in love and appreciation for our gift of life, the sooner God's infinite flow of abundance will be an ever-present state of being and tangible presence in our life. So this needs to be an ongoing process of consistently giving away at least tenfold of our income, expecting and knowing that we are going to receive a tenfold return. 10% of our income, rather. We are giving 10% of our income, expecting and knowing a tenfold return. Now, there is another thing that I want you to be aware of, and this is the process of reaching critical mass of our prosperity consciousness. We are truly living in the physical plane, and we are subject to the laws of physics, the universal laws, which are the laws of giving and receiving, like attracts like, action and reaction, the ebb and flow of life that we know is the law of the circle. Because of the urgency of the hour, the company of heaven has come through the veil to meet us halfway, and we are receiving more assistance from the heavenly realm than ever before in the history of time. To assist us in reaching the critical mass of prosperity consciousness as soon as possible, so that we can move through this economic cleansing that we're going through now, we are receiving unprecedented gifts of light from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. One of the gifts is a frequency of the violet flame that is specifically designed to transmute the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have expressed in the past that are vibrating with poverty consciousness. When we invoke this incredibly powerful gift of the violet flame, it flows through our heart flame, and it is stamped with our own unique electronic pattern. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue ray of light of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink ray of light of our Mother God's divine love, reverence for life, and adoration. When the pink and blue flame, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, merge into one magnificent force field of light, the violet flame is created. This violet flame has the ability to transmute and raise into light any frequency of vibration that is less than the harmony and balance of our Father, Mother, God. When we invoke the violet flame and it flows through our heart flame, it is stamped with our unique electronic pattern. The violet flame then flows out from us into the universe, and it magnetizes to itself from all time frames and dimensions every electron of precious life energy that we have ever misqualified with whatever it is that we're asking it to transmute. In this case, we're asking it to transmute every electron of precious life energy that we have ever misqualified with poverty consciousness. The violet flame instantly transmutes the cause, core, effect, record, and memory of those distorted patterns back into light as it magnetizes all of the energy that is out there that is stamped with our previous thoughts and feelings of lack and limitation. This light then will no longer manifest as poverty in our earthly experiences, and it will be transmuted back into the infinite abundance and perfection of God. I want you to join me now in the following powerful visualization that has been given to us by the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth. The intent of this visualization is to help us receive the maximum benefit that we can receive from the violet flame, specifically designed to transmute our past poverty consciousness. To participate in this divine activity of light, begin by sitting comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Allow your hands to rest comfortably and gently in your lap, with your palms facing upward. Feel yourself as an open conduit of light, breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, let all of the tension of the day just drop away. Feel yourself becoming completely relaxed. As you breathe in deeply, feel yourself reaching up into higher and higher frequencies of God's infinite light. And as you exhale, you magnetize that light down through your crown chakra into your heart flame and breathe it forth to fill the space around you and to flood the planet Earth. Again, breathe in deeply, reaching higher and higher into the realms of perfection, absorbing all of the perfection of God and magnetizing that light down as you exhale, projecting this light into the physical plane of Earth. Continue this rhythmic breath, each time reaching higher into the realms of perfection and magnetizing that perfection, projecting it into the world of form. Ask your I Am Presence to take full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this force field of light expands through your four earthly bodies, your mind is activated and raised into a higher frequency of alertness and divine awareness. Any cobwebs of confusion or doubt or fear are just swept away. You are mentally alert and vibrantly aware. Your I Am Presence is now orchestrating this meditation for you in perfect alignment with your highest good and your divine plan. Your I Am Presence envelops you in a force field of invincible perfection that prevents anything that is not of the light from distracting you or pulling you off your center or interfering with this sacred moment. As the I Am Presence takes full dominion of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, you feel an inner glow of peace and well-being. And you experience the buoyant joy of expectancy and enthusiasm. You accept the divine truth that you are now the open door to the realms of perfection that no one can shut. And you are prepared through all levels of divine consciousness to participate in this visualization with the full power of your attention. Once again, this visualization will be stated in the first person so that we can each experience it personally and tangibly. But collectively, we are invoking the same visualization through the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child as we serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And every I Am Presence will absorb this light and utilize it in perfect alignment with the highest good for every evolving soul on this planet. Beloved Presence of God blazing in my heart, I accept and know that you have now taken command of my four earthly bodies. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised up in vibration as the integration of my I Am Presence is brought to full completion. My awareness is increasing, and I am my I Am Presence. I clearly hear the still, small voice within me. I experience my I Am Presence as the exquisite vibrations reverberate through me, flooding me with light. My consciousness is open and receptive to the pure spiritual energy that I am. My I Am presence responds and takes full dominion to every call for assistance that I make now. From this new level of awareness, I know I am in thee and thou art in me. I remember and clearly understand I am that I am. I am a radiant being of light. I am one with the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the all-encompassing presence of God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am one with all that is. Now, a reactivation and an initiation into multidimensional awareness is occurring within me, and I am lifted up closer in vibration to the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. Pre-encoded memories that were imprinted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose, and reason for being. I am experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I am a beloved son and daughter of God. I am now stepping through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and God illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea as it flows into my consciousness. As I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me, and I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself to me now. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. These opportunities are being recorded in my etheric body now, and they will be available to me when I need them, and they will surface effortlessly into my conscious mind at the right and perfect moment. My life is now pulsating with a new sense of warmth and meaning. Now, my I Am presence lifts me higher and higher into the realms of perfection. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness that is less than prosperity and God's infinite flow of abundance. I recognize that this is the moment of my new beginning, and God's infinite abundance and eternal peace is becoming a natural order of being in my life. I know and understand that I have the absolute ability to create prosperity consciousness right here and right now. And I do so easily and effortlessly. As prosperity consciousness takes dominion of my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am transforming my life into the infinite abundance of God, now and forever. As this activity of light unfolds effortlessly in front of me, within me, above, below, and around me, change is manifesting in my life through divine grace and love. As each aspect that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it free, and I forgive myself for any preconceived transgression that might have created this pattern that now is being released. I know that I am a child of God, and I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality. And I am one with my I Am presence, which is one with the infinite intelligence within me. I am able to make correct choices, and I love myself now unconditionally. I am grateful for this opportunity to change, and I change easily and effortlessly with joy and expectations. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept this merciful opportunity. The divine power to sustain these changes is continually flowing through me. And from this moment forth, I choose to create a life of prosperity and infinite abundance, which now supports my highest good and the fulfillment of my divine plan. This activity of light is sealed at this new frequency of prosperity, and my I Am presence now lifts me higher and higher into the realms of perfection. I now focus on the sacred essence of my holy breath, and I realize that with every in-breath, I extend in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity, to the source of never-ending perfection. And with every out-breath, I magnetize the full momentum of that perfection and radiate its blessings forth to all life evolving on earth. My in-breath is the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. I understand now that the divine gifts that are being presented to humanity from the legions of light serving this sweet earth will be drawn into the world of form on the holy breath. And I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the flaming hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. On the holy breath, the golden light of God's eternal peace and infinite abundance is now flowing through me into the physical plane of earth. I am now ready through every level of my consciousness to release and let go of and transmute every single electron of precious life energy that I have ever released in any existence or dimension that is expressing a pattern that is less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the supply of all good things, and my eternal financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. From this location, I am able to review my life as an objective observer. My I Am presence pushes to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is now in any way preventing me from attaining my financial freedom. As these experiences surface before me, I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I ascend into the heart of the violet flame. I absorb the most powerful frequencies of the violet flame ever to manifest in the physical world of form, and I breathe this light in through and around my heart flame as I project it forth into all of the energy that is returning to me now to be transmuted into light and loved free. This sacred violet flame instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of poverty or poverty consciousness, as well as every electron that is reflecting lack or limitation of any kind that I have deliberately or inadvertently released in any time frame or dimension, is now being transmuted back into its original divine perfection, which is the flow of God's infinite abundance. My God self now expands this activity of light as it reaches back through the ages of time to magnetize into the violet flame every electron of poverty consciousness that is stamped with my individual electronic pattern from all lifetimes known and unknown. These records and memories flow into the violet flame effortlessly, and I am able to release them without pain or fear as I observe them as an objective observer. As this activity of light is brought to completion, I feel the buoyant joy of my newfound freedom, released from the paralyzing grip of poverty consciousness. I am free. I am free. I am eternally financially free. Now, as I slowly in-breathe, I continue to reach deeper into the sacred violet fire. As I slowly exhale, this unprecedented gift from God floods the physical plane of earth with its divine essence. And I now know that I have the ability to serve as a surrogate, and I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing that I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything humanity has ever created that is less than prosperity. I realize I am able to transmute through the power of this sacred fire the mass consciousness of poverty. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money now flow into this powerful force of the violet flame that is flooding in through and around every electron of poverty consciousness on the planet from all time frames and dimensions. Under the direction of my I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all humanity and the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is now surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame. Each electron enters the violet flame and is instantly transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, back into the frequencies of prosperity consciousness and God's infinite abundance. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything humanity has ever created that is less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything humanity has ever created that is less than prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything humanity has ever created that is less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now accept that through the presence of God, I am, pulsating in my heart and in the hearts of all humanity. This sacred activity of light that has been invoked this holy day will be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take, daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. Feeling this energy securely anchored through my heart flame and through the heart flame of all humanity, I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I breathe in normally and exhale and bring these energies deeply into the core of my being. Beloved one, this is a critical time on this planet, as we can observe by paying attention to what's going on all over the world. This is a time when all of the abuse of prosperity consciousness is being cleared and transmuted, and new archetypes are being expanded. The Company of Heaven has given us information and tools that we can use to accelerate this, and we're making them available now on our website, if you're interested in expanding your service in these activities of light. The booklet, It is Time for You to Be Financially Free, contains special tools, information, and gifts in it from the Company of Heaven that can easily be utilized by all of us. We have recently made this available on our website as an ebook that you can just go in and easily download onto your computer. Go into the product section under ebooks and you'll find that this will be available for you. It is also available to purchase through in Spanish if you're interested in Spanish. We also have the Abundance CD that can easily be downloaded from the computer on an MP3, and it is available also in English and Spanish. You can also purchase the book itself and order that through us, or the CDs in either English or Spanish. The book is not available except in the ebook in Spanish, but it is available in English in a regular book form. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You may sign up for our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. And you can also explore the newsletters that are printed there. There's lots of information and lots of things to give you added tools that are available for free on our website, as well as our product section where things you can purchase, the books and CDs. Pay attention to the opportunities that are presented to you. Take this information into your heart. See how it resonates for you. And please join us again next week as we expand our chalice of light and the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.